Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page, Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Susan Wellington with the Rotary Club about their Daffodil Days campaign. This benefits Rotary and Relay for Life. Even though we have snow and ice outside, you're thinking spring with the Rotary Clubs. Can you share what's going on with Daffodil Days?
Sure. We do like to think spring. And really, I guess if we think about it, it's almost the end of January. So spring is going to be here faster than we know.
So I hope so.
I hope so, too. I think we have enough snow. So hopefully, you know, our goal is to bring some brightness and some cheeriness with daffodils. So how this got started, Sally, was several years ago, the American Cancer Society did the daffodil fundraiser statewide. Well, actually nationwide, I think. And they decided that in some areas it wasn't as successful as they wanted. So they decided they were going to put this fundraiser on hold and try some different things with the American Cancer Society. And I just was one of those people that I looked forward to getting my daffodils every spring because then I knew there was hope that spring was coming. And so just kind of tried to think about different organizations I was involved with that had people that could potentially take this over locally here. So my Rotary Club popped into my head because there's numbers of us, and I felt like it would take, you know, everybody doing a little piece. And then we joined with the Wellman Rotary Club. And so I think we've been doing this now for about 5, maybe 6 years. And all the daffodils that we sell, the proceeds are split 50-50. Half of it we give to Relay for Life here in Washington County, and then half we keep for Rotary Club for projects that we do.
And why do you think it's important to have this project? You mentioned hope.
So as we've joined with the American Cancer Society, we wanted to keep that as part of the fundraiser. We didn't want to just make it a Rotary fundraiser because the daffodils do, they are a sign of spring and hope of what's to come. About every year we've done a little quiz, I guess, with our Rotary members, and we have everyone stand up. And if they have personally been affected by cancer, they sit down. If they have had a family member or a loved one, they sit down. If they've had a friend or just an acquaintance, they sit down. No one remains standing in the room. So everyone has been affected by cancer. Somehow, someone you know has been affected. So it just seems to be something that is a common theme with people. And everybody wants to have hope for what's to come.
And if people want to purchase or gift these daffodils, how do they go about signing up?
So they can contact any Rotary member, Relay for Life committee members, Laura Bombay at Wolf Floral, Bob Freeman in Wellman. I think most of the people in Wellman know how to get a hold of Bob. I'm at Halcyon House. They can call out there and talk to me. There'll be people from the Rotary Clubs kind of going in and out of places too to sell them. But if no one asks you and you want to buy daffodils, just let one of us know.
And when do those orders need to be in, and when will they arrive?
So the deadline to place orders is Thursday, February 28th, and the daffodils will arrive the week of March 12th. So they're actually, it's kind of an interesting side note, but we work with a grower out in Washington State, and then they FedEx them, overnight them to us, so that when we get the daffodils in people's hands, we try to get them delivered the day that they arrive so that they're fresh and then a nice flower to put out.
And there are three options for people to purchase.
There are. We have a bunch, which is about 10 daffodil stems for $10, a bunch with a vase for $15, and then a potted mini daffodil for $15. And that potted mini daffodil actually can be put outside and it will hopefully come back up next year in the spring.
And is there a fundraising goal for this project?
So, yes, we like to be able to donate at least $2,500 to Relay for Life. So, you know, our goal is about a little more than $5,000 because we take all of our expenses out of that, which really our only expenses are the flowers.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Susan Wellington with the Washington Rotary Club talking about Daffodil Days. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.